The man at the top stood in full sunlight, so that when he turned to peer down at us, I doubt he saw anything more than a few shapes under the trees. I could see him well, however, and he was quite a peculiar-looking man. In one corner of his mouth was a giant mole like a piece of food, and his eyebrows were so bushy they looked like caterpillars that had crawled down out of his hair and gone to sleep there. Everything about him was in disarray, not only his gray hair, but his kimono, which looked as if he'd slept in it the night before.
"Who is that?" he said.
"Uchida-san, after all these years you still don't recognize my voice."
"If you're trying to make me angry, whoever you are, you're off to a good start. I'm in no mood for interruptions. I'll throw this broom at you if you don't tell me who you are."
Uchida-san looked so angry I wouldn't have been surprised if he bit off the mole from the corner of his mouth and spat it at us. But Mameha just continued right up the stairs, and I followed her, though I was careful to stay behind so she would be the one struck by the broom.
"Is this how you greet visitors, Uchida-san?" Mameha said as she stepped up into the light.
Uchida squinted at her.
"So it's you. Why can't you just say who you are like everyone else? Here, take this broom and sweep the steps. No one's coming into my house until I've lit incense. Another of my mice has died, and the place smells like a coffin."
Mameha seemed amused at this and waited until Uchida had left before leaning the broom against a tree.
"Have you ever had a boil?" she whispered to me. "When Uchida's work goes badly, he gets into this terrible mood. You have to make him blow up, just like lancing a boil, so that he'll settle down again. If you don't give him something to get angry about, he'll start drinking and only get worse."
"Does he keep pet mice?" I whispered. "He said another of his mice had died."
"Heavens no. He leaves his ink sticks out, and the mice come to eat them and then die from poisoning. I gave him a box to put his inks in, but he won't use it."
Just then, Uchida's door rolled partway open, for he'd given it a shove and gone right back inside. Mameha and I slipped out of our shoes. The interior was a single large room in the style of a farmhouse. I could see incense burning in a far corner, but it hadn't done any good yet, because the smell of dead mouse struck me with as much force as if someone had stuck clay up my nose. The room was even messier than Hatsumomo's at its worst. Everywhere were long brushes, some broken or gnawed, and big wooden boards with half-finished drawings in black and white. In the midst of it all was an unmade futon with ink stains on the sheets. I imagined that Uchida would have ink stains all over himself as well, and when I turned to find out, he said to me,
"What are you looking at?"
"Uchida-san, may I present my younger sister, Sayuri," Mameha said. "She's come with me all the way from Gion for the honor of meeting you."